you have something special. You have greatness in you. There's a quote, and it's by Buddha. It says that all that we are is the result of what we have thought. Now, I want you to think about that. I'm going to repeat it. All that we are is the result of what we have thought. Now, if that be so, as a man thinketh, so is he. If that be so, if you could determine what a man shall think, you'd never have to concern yourself with what he will do. If that be the case, I want to ask you, what are you thinking? And look around in your environment. Don't just tell me off the top of your head. I want you to look at your world right now, where you live, your circumstances, the kind of home that you're living in, or the kind of car that you're driving, or the kind of money that you're generating. All of that reflects your thinking. See, if your thinking don't change, nothing else is going to change about you. I remember I was a disc jockey in Columbus, Ohio, and I was going through a tough time in my life. I had lost my job, and a friend of mine named Robert Boyd, who introduced me to a lot of motivational speakers and books, and he came to my house, and he left a book called The Strangest Secret in the World. It was a recording, but he had it typed out into a book, and he expanded it into a workbook. And he said to me, as he was leaving, he said, Les Brown, things are not going to get better for you until you get better. Things are not going to improve in your life until you improve. And then he turned and walked out. I was so glad that he came by. I was home by myself. I was depressed. I'd gone through a divorce. I had lost my job. And I thought that all I was able to do was to be a disc jockey, to entertain people. And that wasn't true. I could do a lot of things. But I was so depressed and so down on myself, and I beat myself up. I didn't take the time to get still, to get quiet, and to reflect on my life. I didn't take the time to embrace the reality that wherever I found myself, at some point in time, I made an appointment to be there. I didn't subject myself to some critical evaluation and take responsibility for my life and the choices that I had made. I remember going over to a place called Toonie Sunoco and this drive-through carryout and a guy there named Porky. And I was complaining to Porky how I got fired from WVKL radio station for being controversial and speaking out on issues. And when I lost my job, no one came to my defense. And Porky asked me a key question. He said, are you learning anything? I say, what you talk about, Willis? He said, are you learning anything, Brownie? And that stayed with me. See, at the end of the day, nobody owed me anything, that I was responsible for my life, that I made some choices. And the choices, they come with consequences. And now I had an interruption. See, there are all types of interruptions in life. I remember seeing the movie called Touch, and Denzel Washington said, there are moments in life. There's before this, and there's after this. And after this, nothing will ever be the same again. He was right. I thought I was going to go to another city and get a job as a radio announcer, disc jockey, program director, music director, because I knew I couldn't get a job in Columbus because I was so controversial. But there was something else for me. Helen Keller said, when one door closes, another door opens. But most of us spend so much time talking about, being angry about, and looking at the closed door, we don't see the open door. I don't know where you are in your life. Maybe you're among the 20,000 people that's laid off every month. Maybe you are among those people that have gone through some tough times, going through a divorce or had some sickness or some illness to sideline you for a while. But here's what I know because of what I've lived. You have something special. You're stronger than anything that life has thrown at you. You know, Socrates says what lies before us and what lies behind us is of small consequence to what lies within us. Yes, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You've got power in you. You know, Dr. Howard Thurman said there's a presence, there's something in each and every one of us that waits and listens to the voice of the genuine in yourself. It will be perhaps the only guide you will ever have or hear. And if you cannot hear it all of your life, your days will be spent on the ends of strings that somebody else pulls. And I submit to you that the reason that you're listening to me, the reason that you have carved out this time, that there's something in your heart of hearts that says, I don't want anybody to pull my strings. I'm going to pull my own strings. I'm saying to you that you're listening to me that because you're different, you're uncommon. One great American said, I choose not to be a common man. It's my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dull by having the state look after me. I want to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed. I refuse to live from hand to mouth. I prefer the challenges of life to the guaranteed existence, the thrill of fulfillment to the stale calm of utopia. I will never cower before any master, nor bend to any threat. It's my heritage to stand erect, proud and unafraid, to face the world boldly and say, this I have done. I'm saying you're listening to me because you're uncommon. You have an uncommon desire to live life on your terms. You have an uncommon desire to take life on. You have an uncommon desire to live a life of no regrets. You have an uncommon desire to live a heart-centered life. And you deserve that. You deserve that. Yes, you do. You're willing to put in the work. You're willing to walk away from toxic, negative, energy-draining relationships because you know they will compromise your power. And you're willing to look yourself in the mirror and say, as Frank Sinatra would say, I did it my way. You have something special. You have greatness in you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You are listening to Les Brown Greatness Radio, positive and motivational content curated by the legendary Les Brown.